In Randolph County and for miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio and Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:26. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you had a good weekend. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How you doing?
Very good, Jeff. Good morning. It's always nice to have a chance to come in here and say a few words. I missed my spot 2 weeks ago, and you had to put a filler in for me because I was at a flood meeting 2 weeks ago, and it seems like for about the last 3 weeks, it's been pretty much a continual run from meeting to meeting as Randolph County and Monroe in cooperation and joint cooperation with Monroe County has been working on the flood issues. So that's been quite a task, but it looks like now the river's beginning to fall. And through the program, I'll go over a little bit of some of the stuff that we had talked about and where it came from here and where it's going to, and what's the projections are and where they're going, going forward. So it's been quite, all in all, it's been quite a period. I believe the high, and I heard this at a meeting a while back, the high, and I think it was Sunday a week ago, hit 46.1, if I'm not mistaken, which makes it number two on the list, behind the famous 1993, which many of us out there remember, and of course I certainly do, in 1993. But so this made it number two. This surpassed the one, this is St. Louis and Chester, this surpassed the one in 2016 by a few inches, not a whole lot. But it did surpass it, and all the levees did indeed hold, and now the river's falling, and hopefully it'll continue on down, and some of the rain will stop here for a while, and we can get back into a little more normal type of situation, which I'm certainly hoping for and moving forward.
Well, that was one of the problems in 93, too. I think a lot of the levees broke, which flooded areas that weren't flooded this time, even though...
Yes. Yes, that's true. They did have a break in 93 on the, well, they had some in this time. Most of the breaks this time were on the Missouri side, well, all north of St. Louis on the Missouri side, and some on the Illinois River. They had several fairly large breaks up in those areas. That's outside of the area that I work with. In the area we work with basically runs from the Jefferson Barracks Bridge, just a little bit north of it, basically the Jefferson Barracks Bridge down to the confluence of the Kaskaskia River. That's in that area. There's six levee districts through there, and three in Monroe, three in Randolph County, running along that stretch. And then when it gets below the confluence, and into Chester and that area on south down to Rockwood, the levees are on the Missouri side, and they did have that large break in 93 on the Missouri side that flooded all that area out over there in the McBride area. But that, of course, that did not happen this year, very thankfully, and they held very well on the Illinois side as well. There were several sand boils, but most of those were contained. We did have to build two little coffer dams. I shouldn't say little. There's quite a bit. There are two coffer dams around some major sand boils. One of them just about half a mile north of the Fort DeCharters. In that particular one, we put in 10,000 tons of rock delivered in there on barges and put across and to build around the large sand boil, which we hope they'll be able to leave these coffer dams, so we don't have to deal with those in the future if we have those future sand boils there. it seems like that's a very common place where they tend to occur when you get into, you know, water at 40 foot or above. Mm-hmm. It tends to be a real common. The other one was up in Monroe County, north of what's known as Fountain Creek Levee, up in that area, that they did have to contain some there. The rest held okay with just sandbagging and rings and sandbagging and barrels and those types of things, which is very good. It all worked out very good in that particular situation.
Right. Kept the river, even though out of its banks, it still kept it from...
It kept... That's very important. If you go down there, and of course, there's been several flood pictures and a flood, overhead aerial pictures taken and posted on the websites for Randolph County. And also, you've seen some of them published in local papers here, and they're very impressive. And you see some of that high water in those areas, particularly on the backside of the levee. But that's not flood water. That's both seep water that comes under, and in a way it's good. It's not extremely deep. It's only a foot or two deep. But it keeps pressure on the backside of the levees, which helps support it. And it's also rainwater that runs in, because when the levees are, you try to pump as much as you can, but when the levee gates are closed and there's no drainage from water that runs down into that area or rain that falls into that area, so it just has to stay there until the river drops low enough you can open up the drainage gates and let it out, or you have an opportunity that you can pump it out. But pumping is, that's a pretty slow process. Mm-hmm. Mostly you have to wait until the river falls back below flood stage and you can open up the gates underneath the levee and allow the runoff water to continue to run off. But you see a lot of those in the aerial photographs, so it's not quite as bad as it looks. But there's still substantial amounts of flooding up through the back rivers, up the Kaskaskia River in this area. I'm talking mainly about mm-hmm. this area. Up the Kaskaskia River and through many of its little tributaries, there was backwater in there in many different areas. Prairie Road was closed down there at Horse Creek. It should, I'm not sure if it's open today or not, but it should be opening before too much longer. Route 3 was closed at Nine Mile Creek. That did open, I think, Saturday evening. A lot of Route 3 is closed south of Chester down to Rockwood, but that's going to remain for a substantial period of time because mm-hmm. the water has to drop down quite a ways. Of course, one of the main issues, the Chester Bridge is still closed, and I got an update on that this morning. They're looking for basically 41 feet to reopen, and we're at 43.3 feet, so we need a couple more foot drop on it. Then they can get their they can take a look at it, get the inspection, make sure everything's okay, and get it back open. So it may be about two more days before that is open, just round numbers. Mm-hmm. But, keep up with the website and the news releases, and it'll give the projections of when they think it's going to be open and those types of things and when it's actually going to occur. I'm just making general observations based on projections.
Right.
But we'll have to see what it actually does and when it actually hits that 41 foot. Which I think is projected about Thursday, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. And, of course, as you said earlier, too, it all depends on how much more rain we get.
And those are all projected based on no more substantial amount mm-hmm. of rain, or I think that what they call 24-hour forecast, meaning just the rain that's forecast to fall in the next 24 hours. But if a major storm rolls in 4 or 5 days, then that's going to change things. And of course, we hope that doesn't happen.
Right.
We need a little bit of drying out time. But based on what they have in the current forecasts and projections, that's where it's set to go. It'll reach a week from now. It's supposed to reach about 37.7 or maybe 38 foot, which is kind of that's in the mid-range flooding. When you drop below 40, you get into 39, 38 foot. Obviously, you're on the levees. It is flooded, but you have a lot of water off the backside of those levees and off the main side of those levees, and that helps reduce a lot of the pressure and takes away a lot of the sand boils and the risk of, problems, et cetera, mm-hmm. that could occur from that.
I know last weekend I was down south crossing that Bill Emerson Bridge at Cape Girardeau, and coming along the highway there on the other side of the Illinois side of the bridge, it felt like you were driving on a land bridge.
There's water on both sides. That's back behind the levees on the Illinois side down there, and that's Jackson and or Union County. I'm not exactly sure which one. I think a lot of that is Union County and mm-hmm. that area down there at Cape Girardeau. And if I'm not mistaken, there was a couple of areas of Route 3 down there that were closed for a short period of time, or maybe. But that's a little out of the area that I'm obviously right. involved with in this particular flood, so I don't always have direct information on what's involved in it. But when those bridges are closed, it makes it difficult. It really makes it difficult on the people who live in Chester and work, you know, over at McBride and TG and those places. And many people live in the Missouri side and work over here at Chester. Mm-hmm. And it makes the transportation very difficult for them. It really becomes a very, you know, very much of a burden. So hopefully before the end of the week, we'll have the Chester Bridge back open and going. But, of course, that depends on Mother Nature. But hopefully we will get there.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here, and we will come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. We'll be right back. And welcome back. You're listening to The People Speak. I'm Jeff, talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and we were talking about all the water.
Oh, yes.
We were just talking about it. You know, I mean, it is going down, but it's going down somewhat slowly.
Well, yes, it's going down, but it takes a while for it to get back below flood mm-hmm. stage. It always drops slowly because there's so many different tributaries up the, you know, all the different little local streams and rivers that have so much backwater in it, and it really takes a while for all that to fall. And another reason it's slowed it quite a bit in the process is you get into the lower Mississippi, and on the Ohio there's been flooding, and there's flooding on the lower Mississippi, you know, down mm-hmm. at Memphis and below there, and New Orleans and that area. And all that high water down there slows the flow of the water from here, increasing the amount of time it takes for it to, you know, slow, you know, to move from here down to there. If the river was lower there, it would move quicker out of the area. So mm-hmm. The lower river flooding slows the, you know, increases the possibility of the upper Mississippi flooding as well. I'd mentioned some meetings earlier, and I've been to attended a number of different meetings with flood and the coordination of the activities. My part of it is just more informational than anything, as the Randolph County's Emergency Management Group, and they have done a tremendous job working on this and coordinating efforts with Monroe County's Emergency Management Group in watching the levee system that runs from through Monroe County and down through Randolph County. And they've done a tremendous job, and they've had coordinating meetings basically every other day. Mm-hmm. Some of them in Monroe County that I've been to, some of them at Prairie to Rocher has been a center of activity. Illinois National Guard sent, I believe, roughly 50 individuals down here, 50 troops, I guess you'd say, and many of them were assigned to both Monroe and Randolph County, working checkpoints, working some sandbagging operations. Particularly sandbagging operations, particularly around sand boils and those types of things. There was no real fear of it overtopping the levees, but you want to maintain the integrity of the levee.
Mm-hmm.
The water wasn't projected to go high enough to go over the top of it as it did in some of the ones up north of St. Louis and the North Alton area, where they were just simply overtopped. The water was just higher than the levee. We did not have that issue here. And, of course, now the meetings are moving towards the rivers beginning to fall. And there was one this morning, but I bypassed on that and got an update over the phone just before we went on the air, because I wanted to make the show today so I could, you know, make mm-hmm. the people speak so I could, you know, disseminate some of the information. There's another one tomorrow, but the planning now comes to turns to clean up and record keeping, maintaining, documenting what we did and what it cost, and the different, you know, the different costs and those types of things, as all of that will be included in a larger package, both Monroe and Randolph County, in a larger package, which will be turned in for possible federal aid from, you know, federal FEMA mm-hmm. and Illinois, depending on the total amount of, you know, damage, cleanup, et cetera, that will occur from this event. Of course, we don't know that yet, but that's where our attention turns to next, as the water begins to recede, and looking at the cleanup and possible repairs that will have to be made, and what, you know, what items will be lost, what was given up. You don't often think about those types of things, but quite a bit of additional overtime from Randolph County deputies and sheriff department and local, you know, cities and villages maintaining checkpoints and, you know, and working on the flood aspects of it, and summarizing and, you know, accumulating those costs so we can prepare for if there'll be any disaster relief or what those amounts may be, and if we'll have an opportunity to receive any of that for the cleanup. Randolph County both has thresholds as well as the whole flood basin, which will be have thresholds and will be evaluated by the Army Corps of Engineers before anything takes place. But those are the items that we're working on now, coordinating cleanup, coordinating getting roads back open, and accumulating costs and those things that are necessary. We've had three disaster declarations here in Randolph County. They're good for 7 days apiece, or 7 days each. Actually, there'll be another one that I'll issue this afternoon, extending the one that would otherwise expire tonight. That makes us eligible if any cleanup, you know, funds are available or disaster relief funds are available. That makes us eligible for those. So that moves that process forward, and that's what we're working on now.
I have seen not so much right around here, but more a little bit more to the west there, closer to the river, FEMA vehicles traveling around. So.
There were many FEMA vehicles, as well as Illinois Emergency Management Agency, as well as, like I'd mentioned, Randolph County Emergency Management and Monroe County Emergency Management, coordinating with the Illinois National Guard, which had 50 troops, I believe it was 50, housed here at Sparta. For the last couple of weeks, available to go out and assist. They manned a number of checkpoints along the levees, basically trying to keep, you know, just down to local traffic and keep the sightseers out, so to speak, as much as possible, so they don't get in the way of the people who are actually working down there trying to maintain, you know, observe, maintain, evaluate those types of things, and maintaining checkpoints for safety and security and those types of things. And they have done a wonderful job, and I really appreciate all the work they've done. And I appreciate and applaud all the work that everyone has done, many different individuals, and it's you know, farmers that live in that area that, you know, support the levee districts for their particular areas where they live. They put a countless hours in, you know, basically volunteer work into watching the levees and patrolling them, you know in the morning and the evening, looking for issues and problems and reporting those issues and problems. It takes a substantial amount of time and energy and to get all that taken care of, and they've done an excellent job in doing so.
Right. So, all right. Well, let's go ahead and get our second break in here.
Sure.
And then we will come back and talk a little more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back. We've got about 3 minutes left in the program today, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And we've been talking about the flood, but there's, you know, other things going on as well.
Sure, but this kind of relates to the flood as well. There will be you know, several thousand acres of, you know, thousands of acres of Randolph County farmland that will not be planted. And I know our assessor, Doug Sockleven, with our request, has been looking into the possibility of property tax relief on those acres that have been flooded, and there is actually available 1 year abatements. I didn't say that quite right. 1 year assessment reductions for farmland when you have flooding operations. And he is working on this aspect for those grounds that have been flooding, along with along through the Illinois Farm Bureau, Randolph County Farm Bureau, and they're planning some meetings to discuss this. I think the first one is coming up in July, like maybe July 15th, and that, of course, that'll be made public, and it'll be out there for anyone that's involved or affected to attend and to see what may be available in terms of property tax relief because of the flooding issues that we've had this year. So I know that's in place and being worked on out there. And, of course, obviously there's a substantial amount of money that's been expended by Randolph County because of this. And we'll be exploring possibilities of, you know, disaster relief from FEMA and those types of things. Or, as I mentioned earlier, you know, to when they're working on it out there, is, you know, try to figure out a way to pay for all of this.
Right.
Since we have to do it. We'll be working on that aspect, you know, coming through the latter part of the summer and going into the fall, which would be possibilities. Now, any property tax relief through assessment relief is that would be for property taxes that would be paid in year 2020, not year 2019, i.e. later on this summer. Those assessments and hopefully the property tax bills will be out within the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Right.
I'm That's my best estimate right now is the property tax bills coming out in that period of time. I know we're also waiting on information from the state of Illinois setting our final multipliers and those types of things. And with a little luck, we have them printed by about mid-July, and first payment dates will probably be sometime in August is what we're anticipating right now. As that gets closer to the point, I'll obviously let you know and finalize it, the exact times and what we think it will be. But that's our better guesstimates at this point in time as it's moving forward.
Okay. All right. So...
Well, it that covers many of the areas, aspects related to flooding that's taken place. And like I had mentioned earlier, we're waiting on the river to drop. I'll mention it one more time. I think that 41 feet is where they want to try to open the Chester Bridge, and we're about, I think, 2 foot above that right now. So within the next 2 to 3 days, hopefully it'll be dropping, and they will be able to get out there and do the necessary inspections and move towards getting that reopened, which will be huge for Randolph County.
And we talked about the importance of that bridge and the aspect of it. I mean, people, you know, employment and just...
Hundreds of people cross that bridge daily for employment, so that's very important.
If you're going to Cape Girardeau, you get a longer drive until that bridge is open.
Very much. Thank you very much, Jeff.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Holder. For the People Speak, I am Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.